Okay, Rick, let me ask you this. Do you know why Jesus had to die? What was going on with that?
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay, well, let me tell you a story. This might kind of help make it clear. Do you have a car on campus?
Yeah.
Okay. And so let's say you're going to go home, you know, next weekend. And you're on, I don't know, what do you take, 95 to get home or something? If you're on 95 and you're going, say, 100 miles an hour, you're like, what is that, you know, 40 over the speed limit, 35 miles over the speed limit, you're flying, okay? Cop gets you, you're busted, they got you on radar, they pull you over, you're going so fast that they don't just write you a ticket, but they impound your car and they bring you straight to the courthouse. And you're thinking, you know, you're done, right? It's just all bad. Well, good news is that the county that you got caught in just happens to be the county where your dad is the judge, okay? So as you're walking into that courthouse, you're thinking, you know, golden. This is great. My dad's the judge. He loves me. Everything will be fine. He'll let me off. But then as you cross the threshold of that courtroom, you remember that your dad just happens to be a really good judge. He always punishes the guilty. He never punishes the innocent. He always renders a just verdict, okay? So now here you are. You're going in. Your dad loves you, but your dad is just. What do you think would happen in that case? If it was your dad, would his love or his justice ultimately be stronger? What do you think would happen? What would he do?
That's a good question. I don't know. If I had to venture a guess, I don't know. Like I think he'd love me, but I don't really know how that would come through in his actions, I guess.
Okay.
I don't
know. It's hard. It's hard to predict. That's a pretty tight dilemma. Here's what he might do. You go into the courtroom and you stand before your dad, the judge, and he looks at you and says, "Son, this officer says that you're going, you know, 100 miles an hour. How do you plead? What would you say?"
Well, guilty.
Yeah, it's a good call because you're guilty. Okay, so he looks at you and he says, "Well, the penalty for this crime is a $500 fine or a month in jail." And he bangs down the gavel and says, "Guilty as charged." Well, you don't have $500, and so the bailiff comes so you can start serving your time. At which point, your dad, the judge, stands up and says, "Wait a minute, bring him back here." And he takes off his robe and he walks down from behind the bench. And he stands before you, and he reaches into his coat pocket and pulls out his checkbook. And he writes the court a check for $500, the exact amount of your fine. And then he offers that check to you. Okay? Now, what's the choice that you have now?
I guess whether or not to accept that check.
Yeah, accept the check or not. That's your choice. Okay? Now, pause the story, roll back the tape. That picture, Rick, I think is very much like what God has done for us. If there's two things that are fundamentally true about God is that he loves you and that he is just. He watches your dreams at night. He cannot love you anymore and he will not love you any less. He's absolutely, completely committed to you. He loves you. And he is just. He is holy. He never does anything wrong. He always renders a right verdict. He is a good judge. Okay? So that puts us in a dilemma because we stand before him guilty of breaking his laws. And that kind of puts him, it's hard to say that God's in a dilemma, but it kind of puts God in a dilemma where his love and his justice appear to be at odds. And what's he going to do about it? What the Bible says he did is he called us guilty because we are. And he demanded that a penalty be paid because he's just. But because he loves us, he left heaven, came to earth, became a man, and died on a cross in our place to pay the penalty for our sins. Because see, the Bible does not say that sin earns us a $500 penalty. It says that sin earns us a death penalty. And so Jesus didn't just come and write a check for $500. Instead, he died in our place. When he was dying on the cross, he was dying as a substitute in your place and in my place to absorb the penalty that we deserve. Just like your dad, the judge, called you guilty and then offered to pay your penalty himself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
In the same way that you had to decide to offer to accept or reject that check that he offered, the same thing happens with Jesus. He offers you his life, his perfect, righteous life. And he'll give you credit for the perfect life he led, and then he'll take the blame on the cross for everything that you ever did and make that trade. And the decision for you is, do you want to accept or reject that offer? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.